Now, Brenda is in her happy place, surrounded by her fellow top-class athletes. Who's with you, Brenda?
Thank you very much, Philip. I am with a cup. To be more specific, you mentioned them with David there, the ladies' Leitrim GAA team. On the 4th of August, they lifted this cup that's right in front of me. The Mary Quinn Cup was lifted by the captain, Michelle Gherkin, and she is here with me now. Lift up the cup, Michelle. Michelle, I was actually in Croke Park on that day when Leitrim won the intermediate title. And it was such a tough match because you only won by a point. You're playing against Tyrone, they came back. And the emotion in the stands, it was relief, it was exhilaration. It was just, and you gave one hell of a speech. Can you remember what you said when you went up there to receive the cup?
No, not really, Brenda, to be honest. Can't really remember, but no, it was very emotional, I suppose, at the time. We were waiting a long time, 17 years since 2007, when Leitrim Ladies first brought the Mary Quinn Cup home. So it was just a great experience for us all. We'd won panel member Charlene Turrell on the pitch in 2007, and she was there again this year, so she knew what it felt like. The rest of us didn't, and it was an emotional roller coaster the whole day anyway, so it was brilliant.
And I was just talking to Fionnuala, our beautiful singer here. Come over here to me, Fionnuala. You were there as well, and I think for Michelle to say it was great, it meant a lot, but you were actually in the stands. Mm-hmm. Can you put it in words what it meant to watch Michelle go up and hold that cup?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. I mean, I had my own kids with me as well, and I don't think we've ever counted a clock down as loudly because it really was clinging on to that last bit of going, please, please, please. And it was amazing. And for little ones, my youngest is 7, and for her to see that, it was just inspirational. Yeah, and to see people that you knew as well up in the stands, and Michelle with her speech and the whole lot, it was inspirational for everybody. Yeah, absolutely.
And you've young girls, and Michelle, I'm not going to say you're retiring or anything like that soon, and I know you've been there and back kind of thinking about it, but is it important that you're a visible presence for young girls to get into the game?
Yeah, I suppose the LGFA are really pushing on keeping girls in sport, so there's a good dropout age. Well, there used to be from about between 13 and 15, 16. So they've put in lots of initiatives there to keep girls in sport. And I suppose winning this Mary Quinn Cup on the 4th of August, it is encouraging younger people, especially younger girls, to keep involved in the Gaelic football, because it's not even about the sport, it's about the community and everything around you. Like the support we've had for the last 2 months has been unbelievable, like going around to the villages, the schools, the towns. The support, it's just hitting us now what it actually means to the whole county. We just thought it was our own little bubble of the 30 of us, so the 25 girls and the 6 of the management team. We thought we were in our own little bubble and that it meant so much to us, but you can just see by travelling around the county how much it means to everyone else. The younger generation, the older generation, they're just so proud of us.
It was a big party when you came home from Carrick and Shannon. I mean, it was on the news. I even think Marty Morrissey was there, but it was a big party.
That was probably the biggest memory that will stick in my head, was getting off the bus, returning back to Carrick Shannon and getting off the bus to see the crowds of people in Carrick. It was lashing rain, and they stood out and watched us and walked with us the whole way down to the town, to the landmark where we had our reception, and it was just unbelievable. The scenes were incredible.
Well, do we want her to retire? No. Are you thinking about it? Oh, sorry, what's your relationship with Edwina?
Oh, Edwina, yeah. So myself and Edwina are second cousins, so my grandfather and Edwina's grandfather were brothers. So, I didn't get the creative skills now. Edwina got, I got the bluntness probably, and the...
I think I'm starting to dislike you. You're all far too talented in your own fields.
No, I definitely didn't get the creative gene. Anyway, that's gone. You wouldn't like to see me on a dance floor. Definitely not. I'm better stuck with the muck outside and the pitch.
Will you keep playing? We don't want her to retire, am I right? We're all very proud of you. Keep playing and hold that cup up high. And congratulations, Michelle, and all the ladies footballers in Leitrim. It was a phenomenal match. It was a great atmosphere. And she can live off it for the next few months anyway, can't
exactly.
you? Yep. Michelle, everybody.
Thanks, Brenda. Thanks very much.
Philip, how's the butter?
Yeah.